quiera verlo, sigue amaneciendo.
Hola, it's Preterite Tense again. Just when you think you've had enough, there's always more. But remember, the Preterite Tense is actually a fun one. Let's talk about conjugating er, ir verbs in the past, or preterite tense. It's no different than conjugating ar verbs. If you have few difficulties conjugating these, then er, ir verbs will be a breeze. Remember, though, that only 15% of all infinitives end in er or ir. Let's review the endings first, then try a few examples until you feel comfortable conjugating these. The endings for er and ir verbs, which are conjugated the same, are e, con un acento, iste, io, o con un acento aquí, imos, estallis, ieron. Okay, otra vez, repita. E, iste, io. Muy bien, más rápido aquí. E, iste, io. Muy bien. Ok, en otro lado. Repita. Imos, istais, hieron. Repita. Imos, istais, hieron. Excelente. Remember that hieron is actually a diphthong, so we want to slide the I and the E into one vowel sound. Hieron. Well, since our latest chapter is dealing with traveling, vacations actually, let's incorporate these infinitives as we discover how to conjugate ir and ir in the preterite. Por ejemplo, salir y usted. ¿Cuál es la forma? Salió. Comer y yo. Comí. Asistir y ellos. Asistieron. Abrir y nosotros. Abrimos. Ah, that actually has the same conjugation as it does in the present tense. So be careful. Look for those adverb indicators of the past tense when listening for that. Now you do a few. Escriben los números 1 a 3 en una hoja de papel. ¿Tienes una hoja de papel? Okay, bien. Okay, ahora escriba, por favor. Beber y nosotros. Beber y nosotros. ¿Qué tienes? ¿Tienes bebimos? Muy bien. Okay, próximo. Dos. Subir y yo. Subir y yo. Subí. Excelente. Ok, número tres. Decidir y ustedes. Decidir y ustedes. Decidieron. Decidieron. Muy bien. Okay, now, we can't forget about a few special verbs in Chapter 8. These verbs require the er, ir endings, but they have slight changes. And when this happens, they do not require those darn accents that we struggle to remember all the time. For instance, there's the verb to go, ir. Its conjugations are fui, fuiste, fue. Fuimos, fuisteis, fueron. Remember, no accents. And the one thing that I struggle with in this conjugation is the fui, the yo form. It's spelled F-U-I, it ends in an I, and therefore it's the yo form because yo means I. It's a great little way for me to remember that that's the appropriate conjugation for ir in the preterite. Another verb in this particular chapter is the verb bear, as we talk about seeing different things on vacation, like monumentos, animales, en los parques nacionales. Okay, so bear requires no accents again, because, I don't know, why Mr. and Mrs. Spanish again, I assume. They've just decided that they're not needed. So let's go over these forms. Bee, bistay, bio, bimos, bistayis, vieron. Once again, no accents. Keep that in mind. Now here's probably the most fun verb in Spanish. Well, at least for this chapter. It's the verb hacer. Remember, hacer una maleta, to pack a suitcase. But actually, hacer means to do or to make, as in making or taking a trip, hacer un viaje. Okay, now here are the conjugations. Remember, again, no accents. Hice, hiciste, hizo. Hicimos, hicisteis, hicieron. I like to tell students that it's a very simple stem to remember, simply because it's hic, H-I-C, with the exception of the usted, L-N-A form, which is ISO. Everything else, hic. Hic. Very easy. Well, muy bien. Gracias por su atención. Thank you so much. If you have questions, remember to ask in class. Adios. Hasta la vista, ¿no? Luego.
Encontrado sola, escondida en un rincón, y aunque yo no quiera verlo, sigue amaneciendo.